Name is
Paul Iadarola.
Okay, Paul, and how many years have you been a deacon?
32.
Wow.
33.
Well, a couple of the other gentlemen have been 34, 37, so people seem to be in this a long time. And what is one of the most memorable experiences you've had in your ministry?
Michael?
Most memorable. I think the time I went to Rome and vested a transitionatory deacon, and we went to the Church of St. Lawrence.
Wow.
The most moving experience for me.
Wow. That's exciting. Did you end up going to the Vatican while you were there?
Yeah, I vested the deacon in the Vatican. That was very memorable.
And the Pope was there?
The Pope wasn't at the... It was the... Archbishop or the bishop in charge of the North American College was there.
Wow, that must have been such an experience. Did your whole family go too?
Well, my wife went, but we were there. The other transitionatory deacon, their whole family and friends were there.
Wow. And what year was that?
That was about 7 years ago.
Oh.
Don't ask me to do the math.
Okay. And what about some of the challenges you've experienced?
Challenges. Trying to juggle family, job, and the diaconate and keep everything together.
Right. So there's a lot of hours involved in your
work. Well, there's a lot of hours in both the... I run the St. Vincent de Paul Mission in Waterbury, so it's very time consuming. And they're trying to keep with the grandchildren and make everybody happy.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah. Well, why did you become a deacon?
Why did I become a deacon? That was my question.
How do I not be a deacon anymore?
I knew nothing about the Catholic faith other than being a Sunday Catholic.
Oh, really?
And I was asked to help with the CYO program at St. Anthony's Church in Prospect. And I went to the assistant pastor, which was Father Cash at the time. And he said, I need to know something about the Catholic faith if I'm supposed to teach it.
Right, right.
And he introduced me to the late Deacon George Dinkle, who was just ordained. And they sent me to classes. And I was only going to learn. And then 4 years later, I was in front of the Archbishop Wayland, and I said, what am I doing here?
Right.
So you get called strangely.
Right, right. Where did you grow up?
In Waterbury.
And you went to Catholic Church there as a child?
Yeah, we went to St. Lucie's, and then when Sacred Heart, when I got married, and then we moved to Prospect, so I was at St. Anthony's in Prospect.
Right, great. And are there any other thoughts you'd like to share with the diaconate?
I just find it to be a very blessed life, and the challenges that we face every day, it gives me the strength to carry on. It's just been a wonderful life. I'll be 75 in about 3.5 years.
Wow. You look pretty impressive.
Well, thank you.
It's the very healthy.
My wonderful wife takes care of that.
Yeah.
And
well, that's
I just
good.
Found it very exciting. And I just look forward to just enjoying my life.
Good.
Been a great, my family likes it. My son is a doctor. He's very spiritual. His family is quite involved in the church. So it's
well,
passed
that's
on.
Nice to hear, because these days people just seem to...
Right.
Things seem like they're falling apart a little bit. But thank you so much for your time
and
for your service.